はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう、東京、夏子です。
Good morning, Tokyo. Peter here, and we're back with another lesson. As always, we are brought to you by Air Klainen, the translation and interpretation specialists. Today, we have a great lesson for you, something new. We've been working you guys hard all week. We know it. So now what we're going to do is we are going to consolidate. We're going to take all the lessons that we did this week and we're going to roll it into one last Friday lesson. Now, for those of you who didn't catch Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday's lessons, please, before you listen to this episode, we strongly, strongly recommend that you review the previous episodes. Right, Natsuko?
Yeah, so you can understand it more easily.
Yes, perfect. Now, before we get right into it, we're going to give you a couple more hints. We're going to talk about the main points we covered this week. We talked about the word to like, which is?
好き.
Yes, one more time, please.
好き.
Very nice. We talked about the word for hometown, which is?
出身.
And one more time, please.
出身.
Yes. And way back when, we talked about the word for I am?
私は.
Yes. And also yesterday, we reviewed, where are you from?
どこから来ました?
Very nice. So today, we're going to play a game. And the name of the game is?
どこから来ました?
Yes. Where are you from? Now, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about people. We're going to give you their names, their hometown, and what they like. And what you guys have to do is figure out?
どこから来ました?
Yes. Where did that person come from? Namely, which country are they from? What we want you to do is sit back, listen. We're going to give you five examples. You have to find out where they are from. So without further ado, let's do a sample to get you warmed up. Natsuko is going to read. Here we go.
私はエイミーです。私はサンフランシスコ出身です。私はハンバーガーが大好きです。私は野球も好きです。
Everybody out there, catch that? We gave you the person's name and three clues about where they're from. Very big clues, right, Natsuko?
Yeah, you have to figure it out.
Yes, and what you guys do is listen out there and think about where they're from. We're going to give you the clues one more time, then we're going to ask Natsuko where the person she is role-playing is from. Okay, Natsuko? So one more time, give us the clues a little bit slower, please.
私はエイミーです。私はサンフランシスコ出身です。私はハンバーガーが大好きです。私は野球も好きです。
Okay, everybody. Let's ask Natsuko. どこから来ましたか? Where are you from?
私はアメリカから来ました。
Translation, please.
I'm from America.
Very, very nice. Now tell us who you are.
I'm Amy. I'm from San Francisco. I love hamburgers.I also like baseball.
Okay, so the new words in here are Amy, which is?
Amy.
Yes. And San Francisco, which is?
San Francisco.
One more time, please.
San Francisco.
Okay, and finally, we have the word for baseball, which is?
野球.
Yes, please break this down for us.
野球.
Very nice.And if you remember, we had hamburger earlier in the week. If not, please look back and see Monday's episode. Okay, so you get the idea of the game. So what I want you to do is listen. We're going to give it to you twice, one time fast, one time slow. Then we're going to ask.
どこから来ました?
Yes, where did that person come from? Here we go.
私はラウルです。私はボンベイ出身です。私はカレーが大好きです。私はクリケットも好きです。
Okay, one more time, a little bit slower.
私はラウルです。私はボンベイ出身です。私はカレーが大好きです。私はクリケットも好きです。
Very, very nice. Now, どこから来ましたか？
私はインドから来ました。
Where are you from?
I'm from India.
Very, very nice. Who are you?
I'm Raul. I'm from Bombay. I love curry. I also like cricket.
Break this down for us. We had first the name.
Raul.
Yes. Then we had Bombay.
Bombay.
Yes. Are you starting to get the hang of these katakana words? We hope so. Relax. If you focus too much on these words, you won't catch them. But if you let your ears
get used to the pronunciation, the style.
Yes, then things will come together. Thank you, Natsuko, for saving me. Okay, here we go. One more time, please.
Bombay.
Yes. Next we have
Kare.
Which is?
Curry.
Please break this down.
Kare.
Yes. Hold the A at the end, right?
Yes.
Okay, and finally we have
Kuriketto.
Cricket. One more time, please.
Kuriketto.
Very nice. Okay, up until now we had the standard textbook form. Now we're going to have Natsuko give it to us in a different way.
私はさとこです。出身は横浜です。刺身が好きです。相撲も大好きです。
Okay, you can see this way is a lot faster. So we're going to give it to you one more time, much slower now. Here we go.
私はさとこです。横浜出身です。刺身が好きです。相撲も大好きです。
Okay. どこから来ましたか？
私は日本から来ました。
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from Japan.
Very, very nice. Who are you?
I'm Satoko. I'm from Yokohama. I like sashimi. I also love sumo.
Yes, very nice. I think we covered sashimi during this week. I think everybody knows sumo and Yokohama and Satoko. Very nice name, right? Satoko.
Yes. Oh, do you know someone named Satoko?
Yes. Many Satokos in Japan. Okay, how's it going out there? We hope everything's coming together, all the past lessons. It's not too late to go back and review them. We have a few more examples. We know you can do it. Listen close. And if you don't get it the first two times, what you can do before we give you the answer is stop, go back, listen again, listen close. We know you can do it. Okay, here we go.
私はエドワードです。ロンドン出身です。フィッシュ&チップスが好きです。サッカーが大好きです。
Okay, one more time, slower please.
私はエドワードです。ロンドン出身です。フィッシュ&チップスが好きです。サッカーが大好きです。
Okay. どこから来ましたか？
私はイギリスから来ました。
Where are you from?
I'm from England.
Okay, very good. Who are you?
I'm Edward. I'm from London. I like fish and chips. I also love football.
Very nice. Yes. Okay, let's break this down a bit. Can you give us Edward one more time?
Edoardo.
Very nice. Okay, next we had fish and chips. Now, this word is a bit difficult, so please give it to us twice and then break it down.
Fish and chips.
One more time, please.
Fish and chips.
Okay, and break it down.
Fish and chips.
So can you give us the word for football?
Soccer.
Yes. Okay. British English, they say football, and American English, we say soccer. As you can tell by the pronunciation, one more time, please.
Soccer.
Yes, the Japanese adopted the American version.
Soccer.
Yes. So if you say football in Japanese,
football,
it's usually associated more towards American football. Recently, though, it depends who you talk to. If you talk to a soccer fanatic, they will understand football. But if you don't, then you should stick with the standard soccer, right? Let's go.
Yeah, that would be safer.
Yes. Okay, is this the last one?
We have one more, right?
One more. Okay, guys, here it is. Last one. We know you can do it. Here we go.
私はケリーです。バンクーバー出身です。サーモンが大好きです。アイススケートも好きです。
Okay, one more time, a little bit slower.
私はケリーです。バンクーバー出身です。サーモンが大好きです。アイススケートも好きです。
Okay, どこから来ましたか？
私はカナダから来ました。
Where are you from?
I'm from Canada.
Very, very nice. Who are you?
I'm Kelly. I'm from Vancouver. I love salmon. I also like ice skating.
Very nice. Okay, so we had some new words in there. Can you tell us the name one more time, please?
Kelly.
Yes, Kelly. One more time, please.
Kelly.
Yes, very nice. Then we had the city.
Vancouver.
Yes, Vancouver. One more time, please.
Vancouver.
Very nice. Next we had?
Salmon.
Salmon. One more time, please.
Salmon.
Very nice. And finally we had?
Ice skate.
Ice skating. One more time, please.
Ice skate.
Okay, so today we had a ton of katakana words. I want to get you very familiar with these words because you'll find out the longer you stick with it and you start to get these katakana words, you find that you actually have an advantage over other people studying this language because they draw so many words from the English language. And if you can master these, you're going to have a phenomenal vocabulary, right, Natsuko?
Yeah, more and more katakana words are, you know, kind of coming in as a new Japanese word.
You know, I went to school with a lot of Chinese, and at first they excelled because they knew the Chinese characters. But it's funny, the more and more I studied and the more I got into my major, all of a sudden I found that I had an advantage.
I see. I can figure that out. Yeah, I can guess that.
Yes. Okay, so we threw a lot at you today. We threw a lot at you this week. And I think it's going to be very, very beneficial for you because you're going to see it all come together. We ran a little long today. We're going to have to stop here. So we're going to say...
また明日!
See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.